This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People are still talking about Donald Trump. Yeah, baby. Welcome back, everybody. Or let's just say welcome. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Relevant. I'll even give myself a little pat on the back. I haven't been on Fox in over 3 years. Do you know when I go places, people still recognize me? And you know what they say? They say, dude, I was wondering what happened to you. You bring it. Oh, my gosh. It's Fox's loss. I agree. By the way, the premiere of Bleeding Blue will be happening on a TV network soon, the TV premiere. If you're on our database mailing list, you'll be able to get that information. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, get on our mailing list, and we will get you linked in so you can see the film Bleeding Blue. Those of you who didn't pay now get to see it for free. Yep, Bleeding Blue. So glad you guys are with me. Relevant. Relevance. Think about, there's an old saying that money doesn't buy you everything, but it does keep the kids calling. Relevant. You as a parent, you're relevant in your kid's life for whatever reason. You're there to back them up, right? How do you pick your friends? You pick the people that are rainy day, they come around. Sometimes you pick the people that have staying power. How do you think we pick the people in other words, where am I going to spend my time in this situation I'm doing, this business that I'm in? As much as we want to spend time with everybody, and you guys know, I call you back, I write you back, I do all kinds of stuff. But when the people that support what we do, if they say, Kevin, if you happen to be in Tampa, if you happen to be in West Palm, if you happen to be in Naples, if you happen to be, I know it's a lot of Florida places, but that's where I'm at a lot. If you happen to come to Texas, you're in Atlanta. Come by the house for a barbecue. If you don't think I come by the house for a barbecue, then black people don't like fried chicken. I come by. And while we're at it, have some fried chicken. I will come see you. I don't want people thinking that we're some rainy day friend. I am here to support you as best I can. Now, we've had to say no a lot because we have a lot of people that are takers. They're looky-loos. They want us to do all the work. Hey, Kevin, you ought to do so-and-so. Don't volunteer me for anything new. Don't volunteer me for anything that you're not willing to run, because I'll back you. I'll get you into our database. I will back you as much as I can. But don't give me something else to do. I got plenty to do. In fact, I have too much to do. Relevance, that's what I'm talking about. Are you relevant? I believe you're relevant in people's lives. If you're a conservative, somebody cares about you. Somebody depends on you, or there's a mutual dependence on each other, and it's not codependency. You can do without each other, but you depend on one another, and you say, I'll help you, you help me. You scratch my back, I scratch your back. We're relevant. Donald Trump will remain relevant for quite some time. The Republican Party doesn't even know what it's done in torpedoing him. If you think Kemp, Governor of Georgia, and Raffensperger, and some of these other rainy day Republicans, Romney, if you think they're going to benefit by going against Trump, they are dead wrong. Because Trump has staying power. He always have, and he probably always will. It's because he does what he says. He under-promises and over-delivers. By the way, that's what we do at the Kevin Jackson Network. We When I had sponsors, they'd say, well, Kevin, what do you think we could do? I'd say, you know what? I don't know. How about you pay us? I'd say, what's your threshold of paying an amount of money that you're not going to miss, that you're not going to be mad if you pay me and nothing happens? And they give me a number. And then I cut that in half. And I say, how about we do it for that? And then we see how things are in 90 days. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, no harm, no foul. That's a great idea. I've done that with two or three of our vendors. And they absolutely have, they've made a lot of money. They come to me and go, you know what, Kevin, it wasn't fair, man. We did really well. Here's more. I appreciate it. See, I'm not greedy. I want everybody to be happy. By the way, if you do know sponsors that do want to sponsor the show, that's the agreement. We'll give it a shot. We'll see if it works. I only sponsor the things that I'm going to try and make sure that they work. If they work, I'm going to recommend it to other people. Anyway, what am I talking about relevancy for? Because America's black royal couple, where are they? I want to know where the Obamas are. I know they're making around, spending their money, supposedly working on projects for Netflix and writing books and all that. You know, they looted the treasuries, so they got a lot of dough. But still, one would think with the level of popularity they supposedly have, they would be on the cover of everything, that you see them everywhere, that's all people would be talking about. But you know what people are talking about? Donald Trump. The Trump family still. Melania Trump graced hardly a cover during her time as first lady, a supermodel. Gorgeous inside and out. Michelle Obama was the next coming of the Mona Lisa. And where is she? Oh, I know in their circles they're a big deal, but that's the people that want to pretend. I'm saying if they're relevant, why can't they do something big? You know the answer. Let me give you some more hints, okay? A Waukegan, Illinois middle school was supposed to be renamed Barack and Michelle Obama Middle School. But a bunch of pro-illegal immigration activists complained that Obama had a dismal record in deportations. So instead, Thomas Jefferson Middle School is going to be renamed after John Lewis, the civil rights fraud who died. Well, he was legit in his day, but he later became a fraud. But they're going to name it after John Lewis, not Barack Obama. Now, you say, what's the big deal, Kevin? The big deal is they're naming it after John Lewis and not Barack and Michelle Obama. That's the big deal. Remember, Barack Obama was supposed to save Joe Biden when he went to Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, I think, and he went out to campaign for him, and 20 people showed up. Where is baby black Jesus and black Camelot? That's all I want to know. Nobody wants the Obamas. Nobody wants the Bidens. I'm not going to say nobody. The majority of people don't want the Obamas or the Bidens, and the majority of the people don't like the Democrats. And that's what they don't want to tell you. Latin X X'd out the Obamas because of immigration, but that's not the only reason. You shouldn't be able to X out the Obamas.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are covering this today. I've been flirting with this for a long time. We got it covered. Americans getting killed by Mexican nationals? Yeah. It's no wonder that business is booming for coyotes, folks, working the southern border. Univision and Telemundo recently broadcast to millions of viewers that the human smugglers are now advertising on social media. While Twitter and Facebook are kicking off conservatives. Oh, by the way, I just got my approval that my business is legit from Facebook literally a day ago, but they still killed my channel, my biggest channel. But they say, oh, your business is legit. Well, thank you, Facebook. These guys are letting human traffickers advertise on their channels while kicking off conservatives, kicking off the former president of the United States, the guy who still runs the country, by the way. And they're letting coyotes advertise. It's unbelievable. And these guys are charging thousands of dollars. And these poor migrants, they want to leave these countries that are in devastation, manage to come up with thousands of dollars to get to the U.S. Their families collect form. They work their butts off. They do everything it takes to come over here. And, of course, Joe Biden sounded the bell, the dinner bell, so they flooded the border. Have you heard anybody talking about the border in a while? No. You think it's fixed? I'm just curious. Do you think it's fixed? Yep. All they got to do is tune into Telemundo or Univision for detailed instructions on how to contact coyotes via Facebook. And there was a video that aired on Telemundo and Univision during the months of March and this month explaining that. Now, while President Trump was cracking down on illegal immigration, because guess what, America? I know, hard to believe, but we have a legal immigration system. Joe Biden has undone all that. So digital entrepreneurs have stepped up. Why not help Facebook and Twitter and all these other people help these folks get to the United States? They need unregistered voters in the Democratic Party. They're going to need them in 2022. I don't know about you. I haven't given up. Dominion's on notice. I haven't given up. There are 5 apps and tools that arm undocumented illegals, that gives them knowledge of where people are, checkpoint safety, moral support, and it doesn't compromise their privacy. So while your data can be stolen from anywhere, and God forbid that, I mean, you know, you get hacked. Hey, let me ask you, have you been hacked? Did you get any recompense? Did anybody bring you a boatload of money? No. But you can bet if you hack these illegals and something happened, they would get money. It would be like George Floyd's family. Anyway, here are the apps that these people use. You're going to love this. Notifica. With a press of a button, undocumented immigrants who are the subject of a raid by ICE will be able to use the Notifica app to send customized messages to 15 personal contacts. It hadn't launched as of the time that I took this story, but it says it gives people control of their own destiny. He says, the guy who invented it says, I want to do everything in my power to make sure that individuals aren't afraid and they are able to live a life with dignity and respect that they deserve. He says, yeah, by the way, the guy who developed this, he's an illegal living here. He says the app will make sure undocumented immigrants, a.k.a. illegals, don't compromise their safety or their contacts' safety. The messages are encrypted. All records disappear after the message is sent. Now, there's a bunch of apps like this. I got a bunch of friends on them. We do it because we don't want our messages to be read and kept and all that other stuff. Anyway, there's a second app. It's called Arrive. A hub for immigration services, Arrive displays the latest immigration news and educates users on the deportation process. It offers English lessons. I like that. Answers popular queries like how to write a resume. Offers a map with every non-governmental organization, law clinic, and sanctuary city in the United States. Arrive was founded and created by 2 full-time Googlers, William McLaughlin and Eduardo Gaitan. I immigrated to the U.S. from Colombia when I was younger, so I've gone through the whole immigration process by seeing it firsthand how difficult it can be, Gaitan says. And coupling that with what's been going on in the news with immigration, I wanted to be involved and to help. So here's an illegal immigrant that wants it to be much easier, so he thwarts America's laws openly. He says, there's widespread, resounding, deafening silence in the tech community for the undocumented immigrants, and we're trying to fill that void. Here's one, it's called Targimly. A Facebook messenger bot that connects a community of 2,000 volunteer translators with immigrants and refugees in real time. The bot plans to launch this summer. So, again, I don't know whether it launched or not. Here's another one. Oh, what is it supposed to do? It says, The connections are anonymous, and only information is shared is the translator's first name. Everything else is up to the participants. Cell 411. Although cell 411 isn't specifically for undocumented immigrants, a.k.a. illegals, the app recently rolled out features for that population. It allows users to contact close friends and family when being confronted by ICE officers. I'm an immigrant myself, says the founder Virgil Verduva. I remember when my visa expired and how horrifying it was. Oh, he's a legal immigrant. He says the number of Hispanic users has spiked since Trump's inauguration. There are 72,000 active users. I don't know if that's big or not. Here's the final one that I found. Red Ad Alertas. Redad Alertas. This app will deliver verified and crowdsourced data on ICE raids, checkpoints, or other confrontations nearby. Once a raid is verified, Redad Alertas will send alerts to other users in the 10 to 20 mile radius. Redad Alertas will also help community organizers, journalists, and activists respond to and protect the immigrants. It was created by Celso Mireles, a former illegal and tech activist. It's being supported and refined by volunteers. So there are people out there who help other people get into the country and remain here illegally, and they see nothing wrong with it versus helping them with the legal system. I don't get it. Maybe you do. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
San Antonio police are on the scene of an officer-involved shooting with multiple victims. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus explaining what happened.
He approached the vehicle, spoke very casually at the window for, I don't know, maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then all of a sudden the gun was pulled and he ran backward and returned fire, and the result was two deceased in the vehicle and third person injured from the gunshot wound.
An investigation is underway following last night's mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility that left 8 people dead. Deputy Chief Craig McCart saying on Friday the suspect appeared to begin shooting in the parking lot before going into the building. McCart said it appears the suspect took his own life before officers entered the building. USA Radio News. Russia plans to kick out 10 U.S. diplomats in response to a measure against Moscow over alleged election interference, cyber attacks, and other damaging activity, raising the stakes in relations between the United States and Russia. The CDC says roughly 77 million Americans have been fully vaccinated in the United States against the coronavirus. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has a message for everyone who's been fully vaccinated.
So, you know, my view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune, and so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
Texas is moving forward with new gun legislation that would allow what's known as a constitutional carry. The bill would give anyone over the age of 21 who can legally own a firearm the ability to carry a handgun in public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, welcome to the woke time. What was it? There was a quote. It said something like, woke discrimination is no better than other discrimination or something. It was a really good quote. Have to think about that, what it was, but it's true. This new woke generation is discriminatory. And the discrimination is really against Americans. I mean, good, solid Americans. Let me ask you this. Is there any country that you know that hyphenates outside of America? Because I've never heard the term African British. You know, we have this term African American, which I don't use. I think it's stupid. You ever heard of African British or Mexican French? I've heard of French Polynesian. You know, but it's not meant to be like a dividing line between the regular Polynesians and the French Polynesians. But I've never heard of African Chinese or anything close. None of it. No matter what the color of the people are from various countries that I've met, I've never heard them declare themselves anything different. So, for example, I've met black people from Sweden, and they say, "Well, I'm Swedish." They don't go, "I'm African Swedish." America is the only country that I know of that entertains hyphens. Mexican American, Asian American, African American. In other countries, they pretty much divide the country, the population, by rich versus poor. That's pretty much it. And compared to America, most countries have far more poor. And I believe this is why racists in America use race to divide. The middle class in America is far too large to divide by economic strata. For example, there are lower middle class to upper middle class. You know what I'm talking about, people listening to the Kevin Jackson program. I know you do. By the way, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. You know people who are lower middle class, they're not poor. You know that they got a house, they got a car, they pay their bills, but they're lower middle class. They have, you know, middle, you know, blue collar jobs, whatever. And then you know people who are upper middle class. Maybe they live in a gated community, they drive a nicer car, but they're not super rich, but they're, you know, they, by most people's standards, you'd be like, yeah, they live pretty good. I would consider myself at one point upper middle class. I didn't want for money. I didn't, you know, I couldn't go out and buy an island or anything stupid, but I didn't want for anything. And I knew I could pay my bills. If I went somewhere, it was like, oh, yeah, I want that. I'll get it. And that's a great feeling, something that Americans overwhelmingly feel. And I'm talking, so you have lower middle class who sort of pay their bills and they get by. They may take that vacation every now and then. Then you got upper middle class that sort of live life. They really get a chance to enjoy. And that's what the American dream is, figuring out in that strata where you want to be. Now, nobody wants to be super poor, you know, or poor. But it happens. Circumstances change. I've been poor. Have any of you? I don't. There's no shame in me telling you that I've been poor. I was at one point, I was rich, and then I was so poor, I had $8 in the bank. $8. And then I've been poorer than that, where I owed money. You know what I'm saying? And then as you, you know, as you go up, we go up and down. So your strata can change from lower middle class to middle class to upper middle class to poor to middle class. You bounce up that economic ladder based on what's the circumstances of life. How's your career going? Did something traumatic happen? For example, my aunt broke her neck, had to move in. She's a quadriplegic. Life changed dramatically for her and for me, the family. Because, you know, we put our lives on hold for a year to make sure she was okay. Anyway, let me go back to this. The middle class in America is big, so they can't divide it by economic strata. So they say, oh, it's black versus white. Most Americans, folks, we are the haves compared to the rest of the world. When 3.5 billion people live on less than $5 a day, trust me, I don't want to hear your belly aching. And I've seen them. I've seen the people living on that. We support a ministry in Bangladesh that these people live on squalor. If they were making $100 a month, they are they're walking in tall cotton over there. Here, if you $100 a month won't even pay your gas bill, certainly not with Captain Demento's new gas prices. But this is where we are. And this is why I challenge you to visit unhyphenatedamerica.org. Because the story I'm going to get into is where things are going. It's amazing to me that what the story I'm about to tell you is even happening, but coming to a store near you are going to be signs as you walk down the aisle that tell you the ethnicity, the backgrounds of the owners of the products that you can buy. Because I got this graphic, and it really raised my eyebrows because it gives the price per ounce or whatever, and then it says black-owned or Hispanic-owned for the company. Black-owned and Hispanic-owned were in there. And I presume that by default, all the other products are going to be deemed white-owned. Now, if you're part of the woke generation, you might consider this a good idea. You might go, this is a way for you to show support for the downtrodden blacks and the Hispanics and, I don't know, who. Maybe they're going to start labeling things LGBTQ-owned or woman-owned. Or Guatemalan midget-owned. I don't know. But why not identify products by their ethnic owners, right? I mean, isn't that only the fair thing to do, Kevin Jackson? I looked at it and said, you know, this is a great way to find out who's culturally appropriating. Think about this. Who is Mrs. Dash? If it's white-owned, you know, I know it ain't Stacy Dash. Is Uncle Ben really an Uncle Tom? Pretending to be black-owned when he's really just a tool of the white rice man? Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me ask you this. Would seeing black-owned make you more or less likely to buy the product, racist? I'm just curious. Answer me. Answer me now. Answer me now on the Kevin Jackson Show. I know you're listening out there, white people. Answer me now! But Okay, I'm making fun of a subject, but I'm not playing, folks. There is a store or stores where they are putting the ethnicity on the products. Now, I don't know. Is this going to be embarrassing for black people when you walk down the aisle? It's like, white owned. Oh, black owned. Thank God. You know, what? What is it that you got to have to make you feel good when you go to the grocery store? When I go to the grocery store, I just want some good product. But I want to take you a little further in this little scenario. I want you to imagine checkout. What if you didn't load your cart with enough black-owned items? Will some sort of woke alarm go off and store employees are going to come out like they do in the restaurants, but instead of singing happy birthday, they yell racist inserts at you? Look at you over there. You oppressor. You colonizer. Give up your advantage. You sell out. You know, whatever. That's what they would say to me. What would they say to white folks? Give up your white privilege and get back in there and buy something black. And I could just see, man, the employees in their dashikis and, you know, doing it. I can hear the checkout person now say, you're only one ethnic item short of sounding the alarm. And then, of course, all of the impulse buys they would put at the front would be black or Hispanic, just in case you needed to get over the hump so that alarm doesn't go off. You get what I'm saying? Maybe you buy that Ebony or Jet magazine or get yourself some Jerry Curl spray. Anything so that you're not outed as a racist shopper. Y'all think I'm playing. I can only imagine white woke shoppers going through the stores looking only for minority-owned products and asking for their woke shopper card. Where instead of a rebate, you pay additional money as a form of reparations. Yeah, let's have some fun with this subject, right? The supermarket makes announcements and it says, Nelly's Pimp Juice gets you double woke points today on aisle 5. Be sure to visit aisle 5. Snoop Dogg's whatever he's selling. Blunt rollers, or y'all know I don't do dope if I can't even figure out what it is. But Snoop Dogg's CBD products on sale, aisle 7. Triple woke points. This is insane. But see, it's part of the thing that we got to recognize. You can't just go to the store and say, give me the best product.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How do we end the show? Oh my goodness. What do we want to talk about? People, foreign policy, domestic policy, education. There's a lot of stuff out there. Welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We just came off of talking about ethnic products and the changes that are going to be made. They're doing things like lining up who can get the vaccine for the Wu flu first, or colleges and universities are now saying who can get, you know, checked in for, all kinds of things. It's all being racially motivated in terms of who can do what when. Pretty soon it'll be blacks to the front of the line in the movie theater, blacks to the front of the line in the grocery store, blacks to the front of the line at the, Disney. There's no limit to this nonsense. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. They say they want to get the troops out of Afghanistan. Frankly, I don't care about Afghanistan, and I don't mean it in a bad way, but it's not my home. I don't believe we should be fighting for Afghanistan. Afghanistan should fight for itself. I'm not sure of any interest beyond that the U.S. might have, for example, in this godforsaken land. So there's a part of me that agrees. Bring these troops home unless you can offer me a reason as to how it furthers the U.S. interest. For the record, that is what Donald Trump was doing. And now Biden wants to step in and he wants to act as if he's the one who suggested this. But the thing that bothers most people is the date that he said we would be done. He chose 9/11. 20 years to the day that Al-Qaeda attack that started this whole thing in what they call our longest war. 20-year war. So, why do you choose that date? Oh, it's symbolic. It's on the 20. No. I think it's more symbolic that Biden's a loser and he's saying we're going to tuck tail and run on the date that, you know, that this all started. The U.S. intelligence community, I'm reading this, released a gloomy outlook for Afghanistan, forecasting low chances of a peace deal this year and warning that its government would struggle to hold the Taliban insurgency at bay if the U.S.-led coalition withdraws support. Now, we've got 2,500 troops left. I don't know. Is that a big amount? When I hear about the Allied invasion of Normandy and all the number of troops that we fought to push back against the Russians and the Germans and whatever else, or against the Germans, I should say, when Hitler sent 600,000 people here, a million people here, I think, what's 2,500 troops going to do for Afghanistan? Now, I'm going to be very upfront. I don't know enough about this subject to say grace about. I don't know if there's some strategic reason we should keep Afghanistan. Is it a good base of operation? Whatever. I know we came, we conquered for a while, and then it went back to normal. And that's a very simple reason. It's because we let leftism enter into the war plan. If the United States wants to go to war with anybody in the world and win, is there any doubt in your mind that we can't win? We can win. I mean, it might be tougher with China. It might go nuke. But there's nothing about China's military that scares me. We're way ahead. If they weren't stealing technology, it would be like fighting, you know, somebody that had to keep both their hands behind their back. So, no, not afraid at all. But I am under Biden. Another one, and let's move on because I want to talk about, by the way, the Afghanistan, the Taliban or whomever, they said, when you try to leave, we're going to kick your butt leaving. See, that's the one thing they wouldn't be able to say to me. I said, we're going to go. And I talked to one of my buddies, said this on his radio show the other day. He said, I would tell him, if anything happens to our troops in leaving, we're going to scuttle the place. I'm in 100% agreement. It's over. If you decide you're going to do something to us when we're getting out of your hair, I'm going to show you that I'm going to turn around and I'm going to devastate you. Anyway, we got bigger problems, though. We got a bigger problem with Russia than we do with the Taliban. And it should scare the heck out of you that Joey Demento is going mano a mano with various world leaders like China's Xi or Putin of Russia. We send a demented clown, folks, to negotiate on behalf of the United States. Now, China made it very clear early on that Biden is their little booty boy. You know what I'm saying? They met in Alaska. They called out Biden and his team, daring them to respond. And it was crickets. Biden was like, well, we don't really have anything to say We're not going to escalate. I don't know what he said, but I'll tell you this. If the Chinese had talked smack to Donald Trump, and they never would, can you imagine what Trump's response would have been? He would have jumped on Xi. Oh, my gosh. Then Putin took a shot at the big guy. Remember? He said he would debate Biden anytime, anywhere. And Biden declined. I've got better things to do. I'm busy. When you have a two-hour workday, though, it's true. Biden is very busy. Neither of those two things would have happened to Trump. We all know this. Donald Trump would, you know, Russia would have gotten their butts kicked. China would have, man, he would have ridiculed them. One wave of his golden hairdo. It would have been like Wonder Woman's lasso, right? And the hair would have just spun right back on top of Trump's head like nothing. Anyway, according to the White House press statement, Biden wants to meet with Putin in a bilateral summit, the first of such since the Big Cheat. And the event would occur, I love this part, in a third country in the coming months. Unknown country, unknown timing. Additionally, the meeting would cover the full range of issues facing the United States and Russia. Yeah, they're going to put it all on the table. I wouldn't wait too long, Vladimir. Isn't it Vladimir's name, right? Vladimir Putin? Biden might actually fall down Air Force One the next time he boards and end it all. Let's say Biden doesn't make it. Kamala Harris negotiating with Putin. Do you think he would take her seriously? I just can't even imagine what that would look like. Sister girl. Over there acting like, okay, we over here, Mr. Putin, and I don't like the way, you know, I don't even know. Oof. God, man. It's sad to think that there are people out there that, and I don't think they believe these people are competent, but they put them in a position to where you have to, you know, what can you say? You got to feel like they must think something, right? God, how could you? It's like this. I think we talked about it the other day. Humans are the only people, and I should say liberals, leftist humans, are the only people who will put the weakest among them in charge. Anybody think Putin is scared about this, having this one-on-one meeting with the big guy? Don't be surprised if Biden sends Putin a plane full of money that arrives in the dead of night in multiple currencies, a payoff for Putin not to kick his geriatric butt upon arrival. Putin is not afraid of Joe Biden. Putin was afraid of Trump. He had to be afraid of Trump because Donald Trump don't play. He had to be afraid. When Donald Trump said to Merkel, how dare you take money from the U.S., make a deal with Russia for their oil, knowing that's the way they can extort you, and then you want to be part of our team, you will end this. Man, he was crystal clear. God, miss that guy. But the White House wants to portray Biden as being stern with Putin. Their statement indicated that Biden, here's what they said, made clear that the United States would act firmly in the defense of its national interests in response to Russia's actions, such as cyber intrusion and election interference, for which a U.S. intelligence review last week blamed the Kremlin. So they're saying that Vladimir, because there was a hack, a recent hack, and they blamed the Russians. Could have been, I don't know. I would blame the Iranians right now. But they blamed the Russians, and of course they still want to promote this idea of Russian interference. I don't believe any of it. I don't believe the Russians have this. I don't believe they need to. I think they've got enough people infiltrating us they don't have to worry about it. Anyway, I got to leave it there, folks, another time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.